From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Pro-abortion rights advocates announced Thursday they're abandoning a planned referendum on Missouri's 8-week abortion ban because Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft left them only 2 weeks to gather signatures. As Sarah Fenton reports, the No Bans on Choice Coalition is suing Ashcroft to overturn the laws they say held up the process.
Referendum proponents filed a petition in May to put the law to a statewide vote. Ashcroft first said he couldn't approve it, but a federal judge ordered him to. Last week, he released the ballot language, but that left only 14 days to gather signatures before Wednesday when the law takes effect. Proponents say state laws that allow officials to hold off on releasing petitions eat into the 90 days they have to gather signatures and violate Missouri's constitution. Tony Rothert is the legal director for the ACLU of Missouri. He says the moment for the referendum has passed and the organization is now focusing on the future.
To prevent the legislature and the Secretary of State from denying the right of referendum when inevitably they pass an anti-choice law in the future.
I'm Sarah Fenton.
Enrollment has increased at the University of Missouri for the first time since 2015. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports transfer students helped contribute to the 1% increase in enrollment to 29,677 students. First-time freshman enrollment increased by about 16%. The university says that a joint program with Moberly Area Community College that transfers students from the college after 2 years was behind some of the increase. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says the state can do more to help families at Fort Leonard Wood. As Jonathan Ald reports, Blunt wants to make it easier for spouses of service members to find jobs.
Blunt says it's all too common for a member of the armed services to arrive at Fort Leonard Wood, only to have their spouse end up unemployed or underemployed. He says it's been a problem for years that has only recently received attention.
We're beginning to do that in Missouri. I'd like to be able to make the argument year in and year out that no state is doing that better than we are.
Blunt says some things that could help would be more robust job placement services and allowing spouses out-of-state professional licenses and certifications to be valid in Missouri. Blunt spoke Thursday at the annual meeting of the Sustainable Ozark Partnership, a nonprofit that promotes the region around Fort Leonard Wood. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul.
Democratic Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is calling on Republican Governor Mike Parson to address gun violence during the September special legislative session. Lawmakers currently are set to just focus on a car sales tax, according to an announcement from Parson's office. Galloway, who is running for governor, wants lawmakers to fund armed school resource officers in schools. It was a recommendation by the governor's school safety task force last month.
As our children are going back to school here in August, that report is just sitting on a shelf. And I think the governor needs to act.
The governor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.